In the wake of the death of 17 people from a shooting at a Broward high school, Florida leaders are once again focusing on school safety. Administrators and elected officials alike are pushing for more funding to shore up infrastructure, but some are beginning to wonder if that will be enough. I'm Lynn Hatter. A day after a gunman killed 17 of his former classmates and teachers at a Broward high school, Leon Superintendent Rocky Hanna tried to assure worried parents in his district.
We're going to immediately launch a comprehensive assessment of what we're doing in our schools. We believe that our schools are safe and that parents should not have to worry when they're sending their kids to any of our public schools about them not being protected at all times. But again, this is a call to action for us and every other school system across the country to evaluate what procedures that we have in place and how we could potentially look to improve.
All Leon County schools are gated. There's only one way in and out for elementary and middle schools during the day. And middle and high schools also have armed resource officers who are licensed law enforcement officials.
I had an opportunity earlier today to speak with Governor Scott and to convey to him the Senate's ongoing commitment to increase funding for mental health services in our schools, as well as to have an increased commitment on school safety.
That's Republican Senate President Joe Negron. His call for more school safety funding was repeated in a statement by fellow Republican Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto. At present, the Senate has about $90 million budgeted for the Safe Schools Fund. The House has proposed no increase to the current $75 million allocation, but Negron says that will likely change in the wake of the South Florida tragedy. And he notes it's far harder to get into a school today than it used to be.
There are much more rigorous security precautions in place for parents that are known by name to administrators. So we have done a lot of things in hardening our schools and making them more safe. We have more school resource officers. We have stricter ingress and egress from our campuses.
But some of those same precautions, like fencing, active shooter drills, SROs, and single entry points, failed the day of the shooting. And that's what worries Bill Lee.
You know, again, what you said a while ago, nobody wants to have our schools turn into mini prisons where we sign every child in, every child out.
Lee heads the Florida Association of School Administrators. He's asking lawmakers to put more funding toward shoring up school safety resources, like more mental health counseling services, cameras, emergency alert and internal communication systems, and increasing school resource officers. The association is asking lawmakers for an increase to the Safe Schools Fund, but how much is needed?
If I said this, it would be presumptuous, I suppose, but anyway, however much it takes for us not to have something like this again.
Still, he's frank. The reality, Lee says, is that there may be no amount of money that's enough to prevent another school shooting.
Well, the sheriff down there in Broward County, on television the other day, I saw him, he made a statement that if you get an individual that's deranged and committed to doing something, you know, there's not a lot that many people can do.
Districts are now looking at changing the way they assess active shooter situations, switching their drills to events that could happen during class changes or, in the most recent example, when students are mobile. Senate President Negron briefly floated the idea of metal detectors, though he stopped short of suggesting it for all schools. And district officials are also reexamining how they conduct fire drills, moving from an immediate response to an alarm to a system of verification before taking action. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.